the thing is it's like right there with that, like people thoughts. That's how you could tell people thoughts have not manifested to understandings yet.
I understand. I have understanding.
You know,
I feel like I came a long way because I was very selfish back in the day.
And to know that.
But now I feel like I understand from all points of views. Like, and that's why I really don't care about a lot of stuff no more.
And with that, and that's what it is, because once again, everybody got a journey and a part within their soul and spirit that is lucky to be here out of how many of a semen that was in the motherfucking cum that out of the one that got the you feel me? Like, so everybody got something within them that they're very special with.
Yeah.
That together, you might even have those such as ourselves and stuff like that, who is able to assist to bring that out. That was our job. To assist you to bring out the better you, because we don't know who the savior is. The savior don't know who the savior is until he hits that level. It's levels to this, and being prepared.
The teachers brought it out of me. Like, I didn't know I had all that in me.
And for me, it was always though life experiences. Being that from just being able to see this shit, and then as I'm going through it, consciously accepting it, like, you know, when I was going through charges, facing 40 years, I knew it was for a reason.
You know, lost lighter, it's right there.
I knew it was for a reason. You hear me, like?
Yeah, cause you done got off with some stuff. You done had all. Literally, the past 10 years.
12, 9.
Yeah, 12, yeah. Forgot. 2001. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like. You always had some fucking. So, that's how you know, like, God on your side.
Yeah. And, you know, you in the midst of dealing because it's consciously been noticed. But so with that being said, like, think about that. How many people are not consciously noticing things that's going on, but then inadvertently fucking with other people's shit, and then that's a jumble up in they shit,
throwing them off balance.
But if we could get more people on their path, you feel me, then they would be conscious of the next man's possible path, and that's when you start to not judge shit. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't know what you got to do, nigga. I know what I don't even know what I got to do for real.
Right.
You hear me? So I can't judge what is shown from what you're doing now. Because it ain't no telling what I got to do later.
Or what you can become,
Or what you could become. It's crazy you say that, because at the end of the day,
We don't know nobody's journey.
So that's not the portion to judge. I was just watching a video where some old men who was back in the day, singers and stuff. One, he was real flashy in a nice ass truck that was chauffeured and stuff. And the other guy was living in a trailer. Old trailer, dirty clothes. But they was on the singing group. And the other flashy, real flashy dude called the guy, I ain't gonna say the full name or whatever, but he called him Magnificent Blase Splee. The older guy who was in the trailer with dirty clothes and like he been living rough. But he called him Magnificent Blah. Magnificent, you know. And it said, that said a lot as far as how you respect. You get what I'm saying?
Like, the next person. You don't even got to know them, but you still show them the same respect.
At the end of the day, as well as, you know. And that's where I guess, like, even when I was younger, of like, it got to be, give it to receive it, give it to receive it.
But it don't tell you about how you should look at everybody. You shouldn't judge first. Like, judgment, there should be no judgment. They didn't teach kids how to judge. That's why they fucking bullying people out here.
They inadvertently did it. It showed us what judging is, and look at it this way.
Yeah, they showed us backwards. When they should have been showing us
properly.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like doing it yourself with your kid, like doing it yourself with the kids, helping them understand, like, oh yeah, don't just tell them what a germ is. Now we gotta play a video, you know. So my son too, but we sat down and watched the whole video on germs because he keep getting so sick. So trying to help him understand, this is where it keeps coming from. So you keep having to blow your nose. This is where it comes from.
Yeah, because they don't teach us that. They just be like, oh, you take these pills or this antibiotic or to feel better.
But more visual aids.
Yeah.
And something else that you could source from. You feel me? It's gone.
Yeah, all visual. Because kids, I ain't really understand nothing when the teacher was talking. I'm more visual. If you give a visual, then I'll understand it. But if you can't do that, I'm not going to really understand what you're saying. You know, like if somebody's teaching a class, but they don't got no examples, like.
Yeah.
You just lecturing right at this point.
And right, like with that.
You're just talking to me. It's in one ear and out the other.
And so even with that being said, we need to normalize the teacher being a servant like that. Like, excuse me, do you got something or is there any way that you could kind of display it, show us? Mm-hmm. You know, and helping kids feel okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And not feeling like, oh, and not making a teacher feel like, oh.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, everybody need to be assessed.
It's okay.
Like, you totally right. It need to be a whole field of assessors. Like, you see what I'm saying? Yo, what is it called?
Not an auditor, is it?
No.
Evaluators?
Yeah.
Evaluators. People to evaluate. We need to, basically what you're saying,
facilitators.
Though, okay.
Facilitators.
Those are people that take do it.
Yeah, that watch and like, ask questions.
That's the evaluator.
Yeah, evaluate and they go back and report. That's what a facilitator does. And they go back to report what they found out. Basically, I evaluate you and I write a little article or essay saying what I think should change or...
And that's when they facilitate.
Yes.
So, that's... those are the actions that's going to be taken out. Whoever is the instructor is the facilitator.
No. No, I'm saying, like, a facilitator is somebody who's just sitting in the room listening and watching you.
That's the evaluator is what I'm saying. I feel like even if that case, we have two different ones.
Yeah, the evaluator and facilitator, the same person.
And still having the... And still the same person?
No, a person that evaluates is watching and observing.
A facilitator.
F-A-C-I-L-A-T-O-R.
Damn, my bad. All right, facilitator. A person or thing that makes an action or process easier. So... easier. So, yeah. So, basically, if you say, like you're saying, you put the stuff together, it'll make it easier. So, yeah. Anybody who makes it easier. Okay.
Yeah. But you could be right. The evaluator watch the class. The evaluator reports to the facilitator. The facilitator writes a description or...
Simplifies
it. Yeah. And sends it.
So, the evaluator, the person who's analytical, critical...
Yeah.
Technical.
Yeah.
In the whole scheme, the facilitator is the one who turns into a little
together.
Basketball
yeah.
And I'm playing with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, type deal. But.
Yeah. But how would you make a job for that?
Is it. The thing is.
Cause that could be a market. Like we come in and assess your.
We your once business. Again that comes with us changing the whole system, because you got to care more for the people.
And they don't.
And to care like
so,
right now we're go ahead. I'm
you
sorry.
gotta push people how we got. I mean we gotta promote how to care.
Yeah.
Think
about how businesses thinking motherfuckers care about the money for real. No, they care about their health.
Yeah.
They care about being able to see their family. They care about being able to see their friends. They don't want to die. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they want to feel comfortable when they come to a job.
Yeah.
They want to feel like, you got their back.
So this is the pitch. That was a pitch. Yeah.
Right.
But
for real. I'm just saying, they want to feel like... But my thing is, too, is That's my job to do for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my job to help y'all understand to do. And that's as well as humbling and humbling. Yeah. Serving and serving. Mm-hmm. Teaching each other. Cutting profits by at least another 5-10%. Meaning giving that back to the people consciously. Mm-hmm. Which will... It's going within the new world coming up. That's what's going to tell how long you live or die as a company.
Yeah. That's the whole pitch. I'm thinking about it in terms of like when I worked for, I did this thing called Savvy Arts Challenge, and a bunch of different business people from out the world came together. Mm-hmm. And we all came in groups. So it was like 7 groups.
Okay.
And we all had a business in Colombia, and we had to figure out what was their problem and do a pitch on basically how to help your business thrive from where it's at right now. Mm-hmm. And we pitch it to the business, and whoever won, they went through with their thing or their plan. So we didn't win, but they said they still wanted to go through with our plan, which was like an art card to get people more active in the community, where you can use this card at different businesses to get a discount. Mm-hmm. If you go there, if you work for the city of Columbia. Mm-hmm. So if people if you started a business like that, where you go into other businesses and help them in a creative way, you see what I'm saying? That's how you will promote the health and well-being and get more benefits and stuff for the employees. And you can teach your humbling experience type. Mm-hmm. Becoming a servant. Just because you're a CEO or you start this business don't make you better than the person you just hired. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Why don't y'all switch roles for the day? Or you shadow them for the day? You see what I'm saying?
Awesome. Definitely. And that's what I'm saying. That's been my idea since we started this shit. Like, being a manager's manager.
Yeah.
You feel me? Managing, evaluating them. And really, once again, caring more for everybody, which is also them. Mm-hmm. Because everybody always try to put themselves in a feeling mode of, I'm higher than you, and you can feel like... the thing is, a lot of people's... When the people who get fucked over, basically, are the ones who people don't get to hear from.
Right. They don't get to hear their stories.
Right.
Or what really happened.
Or what, you know,
what
their
really happened, because them companies be doing some fucked
and
up shit.
No company, there's not one company that has agreed in any lawsuit that has agreed, like, yeah, we did it. None of them ever do it.
Oh, you mean like own up to it?
Yeah. No, no company will ever own up to their shit.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
Even if they clearly did it is on camera, the company will still settle and do other shit, but will not say.
Yeah. They always gonna protect themselves.
You know. So.
And
how criminal is that though? When, if you you get rewarded for lying.
Yeah, that's the criminal justice system.
You get rewarded for being a good liar.
Yeah.
You know? And really, what people don't understand, they acting like it's so simple. But no, nigga, we are part of the United States, motherfucker. If they go down, we go down, nigga.
Yeah. Like, they will come kill us.
You, like, they gonna give us up, nigga. They gonna try to sell us again, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck you mean?
They'll find a way to... They will find a way.
This is all I'm saying. How else you think they paying? So that's another thing that I've touched on. How else do you think they paying for their debt to China anyway? The global powerhouse.
I don't know what they doing.
So honestly, like I said before, I think COVID is a debt collection. Mm-hmm. For organs and stuff.
That could be true.
Now, once again, Fauci and them has been put on trial for gain-of-function research, which, if you remember what I said before, is with the transmissibility and the range of how far, like, blood types, organs, and stuff like that could go.
Uh-huh. Like, last and survive.
Last survive, a transfer in between.
Yeah.
You know, maybe blood types are able to transfer that couldn't before type shit. Or, like, what they're really trying to do is, like, between humans and animals and even further on, you know?
Yeah, because I saw somebody put a pig heart in a person.
That's gain of function.
Oh, that's fucking weird, bruh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, like I asked the question years ago, if this was your kingdom, what would you, you know, if you was the richest person ever in the world, you know, had all the money in the world, what would you do? Do you remember when I asked you that question way before? All right, so if you was the richest person, Bill Gates, and Oprah, all them, or you have all the money in this world, what would you want?
For the world, not myself.
What would you want? No, you, it's you. You the rich person. You the selfish motherfucker with all the money. What do you want? You got everything, too. You got the islands, right? You got the boats. You got the... What? What else do you want?
What else do I want? If... Well, I'm... Wait, are you asking me from my point of view or like a self...
You both. We're going to do both then.
from my point of view, I would want people to understand love more. The real definition of love.
Like, how you gonna do that with money?
You can do anything with money.
Oh yeah? Alright, but so, Miss Oprah, as Oprah, thinking from Oprah's perspective, you already got everything, so imagine your big house that we sitting in right now, talking with the cathedral ceilings, and you feel me, all of the art, Picasso, 3 million, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine that. You're Oprah, and you working on different stuff. I see these niggas just went to outer space. Mm-hmm. What are you working on, Oprah?
I'm working on creating more conscious people.
That's what Oprah doing right now? Mm-hmm. What is she doing with her money?
Oh, I don't know.
So this is what I think.
You think she's in on it?
I don't know. I'm saying if I was the rich... If I... Not if I was them, because I'm okay with who I am. But based on everything that's been going on, the movies, paying attention to their actions, movements, non-actions, not giving a fuck about what other people got going on, all that stuff, right? The globe, not putting money together to solidify this whole bitch on some titanium shit. Like, bing! We on to the next one, everybody. For them not to do that, they on some selfish, more selfish shit.
Yeah, like, kill them.
Like, they...
They gotta go before us.
Living forever.
Yeah.
They're on some more living forever type shit.
Yeah.
How can I live forever?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, it's stuff they want to see in their lifetime before they go.
When is this trial that you was talking about?
What trial?
With Dr. Fauci and stuff like that.
It's been going on already. You can look it up. Look it up real quick.